This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. As we move through the worst of the COVID-19 outbreak and try and make our way to the other side, we've been checking in weekly with the Washtenaw County Sheriff for updates on law enforcement and public safety in our community. Joining us once again on the WEMU phone line is Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and thank you for the time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning, David.
I want to start with an update on the health of your deputies and staff. Are you better off this week than last, or has it hit harder?
Well, it's been consistent. So we've had a total of 15 staff tested, or actually 20 staff tested. I'd say about 13 negative. So we're at 7 that have been positive. We have a couple pending. We've made operational adjustments, but it just, you know, it's a slow drip. Really concerned every time somebody shows symptoms and get tested that on the other side of that test is going to be a positive result.
And last we spoke, you had one inmate with a confirmed case of COVID-19. Have isolation efforts worked in preventing spread of coronavirus through the jail?
Well, they have, considering, you know, one inmate. This is from a couple of weeks ago. Now, this really is an example of how things go with contact tracing and how important that is. So we have that one individual. We identified him. Quarantine or put a number of inmates under precautionary observation, and over time they started showing symptoms and got tested. So we have now, we've released a few of them. We have 10 individuals that are in isolation and quarantine that have tested positive. Because of their charges, the likelihood of them getting out will be challenging, but we've been able to contain it within that original group and not allow it to spread throughout the rest of the facility.
I would imagine, though, it does raise even more concerns for the staff that has to work in the jails and work with these inmates.
Yeah, so that's been a challenge since day one. So from day one, we knew we had to at least work with public health following CDC guidelines to put the appropriate infection mitigation protocols in place. And when we look at it compared to what has gone on in other areas, we think we've been successful. So any infection is a challenge for us, and especially for that individual. But I think we put the things in place to not allow it to really become a situation where we have multiple staff off that are infected and sick. That would be really unfortunate.
I know the sheriff's office is in constant touch with other law enforcement departments throughout the county. What are you hearing from them? Everyone still are at near full force, or are they starting to have that slow kind of drip that you've described?
Well, they're all things have been pretty consistent for the last couple of weeks. We haven't had any communication from any other agency in the county where their staffing levels have gotten to the point where they can't deliver service.
Our conversation on public safety amid the COVID-19 crisis continues with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton on 89.1 WEMU. Sheriff, yesterday we saw a horrific killing spree in Canada. One man killed 16 people. There was a shooting in Texas that claimed two lives over the weekend. There's not yet a direct connection between those incidents and others that have occurred around the country with COVID-19 and stay-at-home orders. But as a law enforcement officer, are you concerned that the longer people are shut in, that this sense of isolation is going to result in more violence?
Very much so. Just think what we were facing prior to COVID-19. There was an acknowledgement of the stressors just from a societal standpoint. We always had active shooters and active aggressors, and those situations seem to be increasing as time goes on. Now, you layer this on top of it. You layer people that have philosophical differences in terms of how the government should, how businesses should be shut down, how they should be reopened. I think the tension is high, the stress is high, and now more than ever, we need leadership, we need people to step up, lay out the facts, to continue to reinforce the science. And from a law enforcement standpoint, we have to be prepared in the event that things start to escalate and the shift.
And I think I think what you've touched on, last week in Lansing, there was a protest of Governor Whitmer's extended Stay Home, Stay Safe executive orders. Many of those participating not only failed to maintain appropriate social distancing, but they were openly carrying weapons. One person chose to bring and display a Nazi flag. So when you talk about being prepared for the potential of escalation, how do you prepare in a time of social distancing?
So we've talked about this from day one. We still have to deliver service. So we have still trained our staff to respond to active aggressors, active shooters. We've always trained our staff to respond to these type of dangerous situations. That training will go into effect. And there may be a situation where we have to act where the physical distancing is not an option. And this layers upon the importance and the criticalness of first responders. They'll have to put their personal safety aside in the event that we get to a situation where they have to act. They have to act swiftly, and they have to directly engage people, regardless of whether we suspect they have COVID-19 or not.
I would assume law enforcement likes to work with its elected officials to best ensure the public safety. And as you well know, President Trump over the weekend tweeted out, "Liberate Michigan." Now, perhaps that's to be taken as nothing more than his call for Governor Whitmer to relax executive orders and start opening the state economy more quickly. But some fear it was a dog whistle to his supporters and base to be more assertive in objecting to and protesting the orders. Does that raise any red flags for you?
I think it shouldn't raise any more flags than anything else where there's an indication where we might have some kind of organized violence. So we're always going to go on the evidence. We're always going to go on real information, factual leads, any information that we get that leads us to believe that an individual or a group is planning some kind of violence. We're going to act on that. We're going to have plans for that. If there are organized protests, then we will prepare for organized protests. I try to stay out of the political space here, but I am aware of the fact that, I'll go back to this, this is about leadership. So what kind of messages are the leaders giving us? And I'll just say this, David, the governor's last executive order ends on April 30th at 11:59. People are going to expect something on May 1st. The concern then becomes, how far will the governor go? How far will she go in relaxing some of the restrictions? And if she doesn't go far enough, how will people react? Well, we have to plan for that. So as we think about our operational plans and we talk to other law enforcement partners, that will be in our calculus.
So can we expect, as we head towards the end of the month and as we head into the month of May, that we're going to see an even greater law enforcement presence just to make sure that whatever rollout we are encountering goes as smoothly as possible?
No, David, so we don't have staff sort of like in reserve ready to roll out extra staff in the event that something is planned or we have some milestone event. No, we'll have the same staffing. It's really around, how do we discuss it with our staff? What response protocols do we have in place? All of those things. And I'll say again, there have been new response protocols and new operational protocols as a result of COVID-19. But quite frankly, we go back to what is existing. What existed before COVID-19? What have been our plans? What have been our strategies? And are those still appropriate? For the most part, they are. So the politicians set these artificial dates, May 1st, May 15th, whatever it is. For us, we have to confront what we're facing on a day-to-day basis, plan for the future, and really just take the factual information to influence how we're going to respond or what proactive measures we need to put in place.
And I'm glad you brought that up, that you have to prepare on a day-to-day basis for whatever may arise. This is 89.1 WEM. You were talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. While there are these grand and broad societal issues that potentially have to be contended with as we move forward, last you and I spoke, you had expressed deep concerns about an uptick in domestic violence while we're in this lockdown phase, and not only domestic violence, but child abuse cases as well. Is it playing out that way? Are we seeing increases?
Unfortunately, yes. And think about it like this. So there may be a slight increase in the numbers, the official numbers, but we know we're responding to situations at residences that may not qualify in the final analysis in the report as domestic violence, but there's domestic tension. So whatever tension and stressors we're seeing externally that's manifest itself, say, in the protests in Lansing and elsewhere, we have to believe that those tensions may even be more in a household. So we're very concerned about that, and we continue to reach out and tell folks nobody has to live in an environment where they are bullied or there's domestic violence, that there are resources. And in our next virtual town hall next Monday, we'll have Barbara Niece May from Safe House, and she'll talk directly to those individuals in the audience to give them strategies for how they mitigate the effects of whether it's verbal, psychological, or physical abuse in their homes.
We will look forward to that. Again, that is going to be a week from today, correct?
Yes, April 27th at 6 p.m.
You can catch that on the Washtenaw County Sheriff Office's Facebook page. We'll make sure we have links up there so that you can just click right through when you find out more on today's topic at our webpage at WEMU.org. Sheriff Clayton, thank you so much for the time. Stay healthy, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, David. You too. Take care.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. For more information, again, and to access all of WEMU's and NPR's coronavirus coverage, visit WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.